my level. I've been fucking up the game on a regular. She ain't fucking with you lames, cause you regular. Cause you regular. Ain't nothing gonna change but my level. Ooh, ain't nothing changed but my level. I've been fucking up the game on a regular. She ain't fucking with you lames, cause you regular. Cause you regular. I've been fucking up the game on a regular.
I've been posted on the counter, on the counter. From Philly to New York, California, California. I got all the backwoods and smoke, and smoke. Thought I had a blue flat away around.
What's up, guys? On a Thursday, what is up? Yeah, I'm here. Comfort Level Podcast, me, Janie Jemani. I'm here in the zone. When I call it the zone, that means I'm home. Yes, I'm home. This broadcast like this. We're going to have Fire Nation Flames, my co-host. As y'all know, I'm the producer of the show. My co-host, Fire Nation Flames, will be in online coming in. Shortly. So that's if everything technical works. You know, sometimes these technical things don't work. And we're gonna talk about that a little bit later too, you know, probably because we always get into that. But I came on today with the mindset of talking about how important it is for your promotions, the importance of promoting your investments. It's very important because you have a lot of things out here, a lot of things that you're doing, a lot of projects and stuff like that. And with having these projects, you have to do something with it. You know, you spend money and whatnot on these projects and things like that. And, you know, it's very, very important to consider those investments that you did. So I'm going to go over a few points on that shortly. In the meantime, let's play a song or something. What we got, you know, let's play a Spark Easy song. This is out. I don't know. Maybe I'll play one of these because I'm in a mellow mood today. So we're going to get into this DJ 7 and Lissa Top Down.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Seven minutes.
Out. Drip season. Let's go.
DJ 7,
yeah.
I just love it.
Let's get into it. What's up, Fire?
What's up, Jimmy?
That thing hot. Let the top down.
What? Shout out to Lissa, Seven Music Management. That is my chill.
They on the road with that John.
That's one of those comfortable in the car. Top down.
Yeah. That's why I played it. You know, I was gonna play some stuff, but you know, I mean, the theme song was enough.
Come yeah, ahead. Girl. No. That one was it for the Thirsty Thursday. Mm-hmm. If you needed somebody to get thirsty off you, play that Lissa Top Down. Play that Lissa Top Down.
She promoting that joint. She promoting that joint. That's exactly why we here to talk the importance of, you know, promoting your investments.
Absolutely. Exactly. Shout out to Lissa. She really goes hard and her music, and I love that song. She has a lot. If y'all don't know about Lissa, make sure y'all check her out. She got a lot of great music. Seven Music Management definitely got some bangers on there.
It's kind of loud. So they do Seven Management Company. They do a lot. They're always on the road.
Always.
Y'all about to go on the road. You know, it's a lot going on. You know, because they got a lot of investments.
Yes.
You have to protect. Yes. And by promoting those investments, that's what, you know, well, it's several reasons why, you know, it's important. Several, a lot.
Because, yeah. I mean, the last thing you want to do is be putting money everywhere, putting all this travel, and not seeing any kind of benefit from it. You know, even if it's a networking experience, you know, you want something to come out of it. You don't want it to be all for nothing. You know,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You're doing all this work and then just sitting it there. You know, you make music, you're artists, you cooking food, you know,
because she bakes and everything,
all the things that people do, you know, yeah. What I mean, you've already invested in that, so why not use it, you know, for reasons like attracting more capital, more money.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You got to promote those investments to, you know, attract people that invest in your stuff, you know, whether it's individuals.
You got to put yourself out there.
It could be a big corporation or something. You know what I mean? You have to showcase the value, you know, so that you can get returns.
Absolutely.
On the initial investment.
Absolutely. You know?
So you don't want to mess around and be missing different opportunities because you suck.
Yeah. You cannot be stagnant in this industry at all.
That's right.
You know, it's definitely a big industry. It's definitely a lot that you have to do, especially as an artist. And I think that a lot of people take that for granted of all the background work that goes with that. You know, you're not just an artist. You are a walking brand. You are a walking billboard of everything that you're putting out. So even though you're an artist, you still need to put yourself into those networking situations to meet people outside of your friend zone. You cannot depend on your friends to be your fan base. Let me say that one more time because somebody definitely missed it. Friends cannot be your fan base. They will love you. They'll support you. Yes, but they're not going to.
Supporters. That's your right. Fans.
They're not going to order everything. They're going to be they're like, you're getting
supporters. You know,
they're so.
They're supporters.
Absolutely. They're your friends. You
and the definition of a supporter is the person or the people that you got to say, hey, yo. I'm having a concert on such and such such, and I want you to come out. Okay, baby, I'll come out. I get it to get. Those are supporters. You looking for the people that are looking for you. You don't have to call them. They looking to see what you're doing. Yeah. Where is she performing at so I can be there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it takes time, because if you don't put into yourself, people, you can't just expect people to just know you. And I think people forget that part. Like, you got to put that footwork in.
No, they don't know you. It's the way you're the next thing we want to talk about is how you build in your credibility.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's and with your credibility is, I mean, you are you reliable? Can they call you for a show when you're on time? You know, if they send you a deposit to be somewhere, will you make sure that you're promoting that event?
It's are you going commitment. To?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
It's
you know,
the commitment to your professionalism.
Yes. And consistency is key.
That's right.
Because if they can't count on you to be consistent, nobody likes inconsistency. No one likes someone that's going to be like a liability.
And this is the thing with your promotion. What you're doing is you're appealing to potential investors, people that are going to invest in you, people that right. are going to become fans of whatever you have, people that are going to like whatever you're selling.
Right.
People that are going to buy it over yes. and over again.
And you have to learn how to be able to know where your audience is, which is why it's very important to learn the business aspect of it. Because in the end, if you realize where your demographic is, what age group your audience is, you're able to really push certain things better. And it makes it where you know exactly which audiences to target. So if me as an artist, if I know that I'm getting a lot of plays for my R&B song in Australia, okay, I know that I'm going to push to get certain promotions for my songwriter in Australia area, in that area, because I know that that's a region where it's getting a lot more plays. But a lot of people don't learn how to look into those things. And that's a really, really important aspect of knowing how to read your algorithms, knowing how to reach certain audiences and demographics, what hashtags are to be used, because those hashtags create your algorithms. But if you have more than seven names for your page, you can't create an algorithm because no one knows how to find you.
Exactly. Well, it's the increase in the liquidity. You know, you got to promote your stuff, you know, to improve that. When it's well promoted, it's more likely to find buyers and fans and stuff in the secondary type market opportunity. And that makes it easier for investors to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And when everything is uniform, you know, with your platforms, investors don't have to look far. You want an investor to be right. able to Google you, and you're the only thing that pops up. So you want to make right. sure you trademark your entity. If you really care about your entity, put that money behind yourself. Stop paying in for everything else, but really put it behind you and your craft.
It's almost like you're facilitating it. You know what I mean? Wherever you go, you're facilitating industry experts, potential partners, all kinds of investors, you know. So, you know, you got to do the network, get those insights, collaborations, and opportunities. Yes. That's the shit that's going to help you grow.
Yes.
You're not going to grow sitting home in your living room or in that basement studio.
No. And I mean, there's some people that, you know, have become famous on TikTok and stuff, but don't just assume that that's going to be you.
That's different, but you still have to connect with people. You still have to have fans, and you still have to promote. TikTok is a promotion on its own.
Yeah. And you don't know, now you can go live on TikTok.
So if you're just on TikTok making TikTok videos, you know what I mean? Do you have a TikTok blog or something like that?
And
you
I just realized they started opening a lot. Yeah, they I noticed a lot of people are really gravitating towards like their lives, bringing their lives now to the TikTok live. And so, you know, that's actually something I was like, let me see if that works. You know, I'll try it out for a little while to see, because everyone's looking for ways to go live, but you got to think about it. Facebook is definitely blocking a lot of people. You know, depending on what music you play. So they're blocking your, you know, you're going on mute. If you go on Instagram, sometimes those things will, you know, block you or mute you. You know, right now they're saying TikTok is pretty open. And it's given a lot more leeway for the artists to, you know.
For the artist to do what? To attract some other
To attract more fans and followers. Work, yeah, because it's easier to lock in those hashtags.
And that's a great thing for a crucial like startup. You know what I mean? Looking for somebody who's looking to do that type of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's really cool. There's a lot of new platforms coming out. I've been actually just kind of just waiting to see a few of them that's on the rise. But they really are, a lot of people are creating a lot of apps. A lot of you.
I know.
Are getting tired of Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, it's all that stuff. They making their own chats and stuff like that. Yeah. Even if it's off the side of one of those Facebooks or that. You know, I got one too. It's called Outside the Box. You know what I mean? I went and made one. I haven't really put too much stuff in it. But the whole point is it raising awareness, you know, about your investment. The initial thing, you know, just knowing that it's going to, you know, give you like a broader audience.
Absolutely.
That's what you want to do. You want to have, you know, making yourself or... You know, not everybody's a music artist or whatever, or
poetry, no matter.
You know what I mean? Making your business, you know, have broader audience more clients.
Absolutely.
You
know?
And that's what gives you the increased support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You know, being a walking billboard too, because.
Right.
I mean, just like what you, one thing, and I use you as an example.
You become famous because somebody shared your shit.
Yep. She always got her business cards on her. She has a t-shirt or a purse or something that says Comfort Level Podcast. So no matter where she goes, someone's like, Comfort Level, what's that? They get interested because she's a walking brand. When you're a walking brand for things, people notice that. So the way you walk, the way you talk, you don't even have to say nothing sometimes. I know me and you have gone places. And they just see us walking down the hall, and they're like, hey, you guys look like somebody we should
know. My brand is to push other people. My brand is to push other people. You know what I mean? And if I don't have nobody that is willing to invest in their investment to be pushed and promoted, I mean, what can you do? And I know that I'm not one of the biggest promotional companies out here, you know, but my ways are a little bit more unique than others, you know what I mean? And I do get it in front of faces. So
absolutely. And I can definitely vouch that for sure. Y'all listen, don't sleep on Janie Schmitty.
There's a lot
of opportunities to learn and grow. And I, you know, I can definitely say that I personally have grown a lot. You've helped me build my brand more and learn different things on different levels. And I honestly want you to kind of just, because I think a lot of people don't realize all the things you do. Now, you have also done artist development and management. Now, coming from a management position, because you're CEO of your companies, you run your radio shows, you have your job on the side, you know, you do everything. But when it comes to having to manage artists and develop artists, what would you say is the best way for artists to go in? What would the mindset be for artists that you would work with? Excuse me.
Don't try to carry more weight than you can handle. Don't try to be more than what you are. When you start, that you start, and you got to take every step. You ain't no cutting no corners on what you have to do to maintain your professional profile, for one thing. And that's first and foremost. You know what I mean? You know, you can have that one song that could go a long way. You know, it's not about how many songs you make. It's about your professionalism, actually. And maintaining, you know, different dialogues and stuff like that with people that want to invest with you. You know, it's The thing of it is, it's important when you come in, you have to be serious about what you're going to do. You know what I mean? And then you got to have the confidence of the person, you know, your manager, A&R, whatever you want. You have to have the confidence in them that they're going to do the job, you exactly. know. And it's not, you know, a lot of artists is that, okay, I want to get famous. What do you know? Who do you do? What do you do? Put me in there. It's not like that. Hey, Joe, it's not like that. You know what I mean? It's not like that. You have to work for what you get. You Absolutely. Know what I mean? Absolutely. And you have to be careful. That's the thing. Because a lot of artists, I started out protecting the artists. No, that's a scam. No, research that. That's not the one. No. You know, and that's how I started out, protecting them. Mm-hmm. And I still do this shit today. That's what I do.
If you had, would you say that having a plan, as far as like a lot of artists come in, they just jump right in. They're like, I just want to do music. What do you feel the importance is of having a plan to execute, rather than just jumping in and just being like, I want to do all of these things? Is it more important for them to have a list of things like goals and, you know, like deadlines, like times, you know, time guidelines that they would really want to stick with?
The longer your list is, the less shit you going to do, okay? So you can't come jumping in there, I want to do this. If you come in and you say, listen, I wrote this song, I want to record it, then that's where you start at. Let's see how you sound. You might not sound like an artist, or you might not have what it takes to even listen, whether you wrote it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would test that out, and then, you know, mostly, you know, it's a lot of talk going on. And just see, but you have to take everything step by step. You know, there's licensing and stuff like that before you want to even get into that. You know what I mean? And before you even do a whole bunch of stuff, you got
to get your paperwork right.
Figure out who you is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to figure out who you are as an artist, first of all. You know,
and that would
I mean?
Be a part of your process with development, yeah. right? Getting the image set up, getting your documents
yeah.
set up.
It's
kind of like having a strategy plan.
Yes, you have to.
So
plan.
Knowing what
and
you
I'm
need
like
to do.
This. And I'm like this. I don't make long lists, because if you make a long list, you never get stuff done. So 1, 2, 3 things at the most.
For a certain time period.
Yeah. And I tackle everything one by one.
I think that's a good way, so that, like you said, you don't want to overload yourself and give yourself yeah. too much on your plate, because if you're looking yeah. at a list of a whole bunch of things, you're like, oh my God, what am I gonna? You might miss something. So I agree with you on that. To have like a short list, like a 3-month list. This is what I need to do, my goals for the next 3 months. This is what I want to do. I want to get my photo shoot. I want to do this song.
Exactly. Do you know how much shit I have to transfer from Janet to whoever I'm going to be? Like, say if I'm going to, you know, go into the music world, I have to rap or sing. You have to transform.
Yeah. You got to adjust
what you're building. You're building that person. Actually, Absolutely. Building a Absolutely. Person from scratch. It's like yeah. birthing somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sum this up. You know, promoting your investments is very vital for attracting capital.
Yes.
Building credibility. Improving your liquidity, your networking, attracting talent, raising yes. awareness. And maintaining those positive relationships with your investors, all yes. which will contribute to the success of your endeavors, yes. your investors.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you decided you decided you're going to do this and you're going to have this business, what I'm saying to you is go all the way. Don't go over your head.
That's right.
But think of it as going all the way.
Right, right. Don't go in this halfway. You're going to do it, right. Go full-fledged with it and really put right. your heart into it. Don't waste That's people's right. time, people. Don't waste nobody's time.
Look out here and see, you know, you're online all the time. See who's getting the most attention. You know what I mean? Whoever's getting the most attention, maybe you need to be around. Maybe you need to drop a few comments and maybe they might notice you. Maybe you might, you know, maybe you might just get from unstuck or stuck on yourself
and you can realize something that you might have skipped over.
Get on somebody else. That's right.
Y'all hear this good information?
Yeah.
See, Jamie over here giving y'all juice. She just dropped all these jewels that they charge y'all millions of dollars for. Y'all need to
millions
give
of dollars
more love, man. They charge in heaven for that information.
That's
and
right.
Jamie gives it to y'all. And y'all need to make sure y'all show love. Everybody tuned in. We love y'all. We appreciate you. Once you share this live, all the artists, if you are tuned in.
Yeah, I want to see the button shared. I want to see the button shared.
You know what I mean? Share it up, man. We want to see this. We want to see that love. We show y'all love.
All kinds of stuff. We want to see some of that stuff. Yeah. You know, if you can't, we'd rather you take that couple dollars, that 99 cent, and invest it in something that you like for your business.
That part.
That's what we're doing. Next week, we're going to have some prizes we're going to be giving out and stuff. Ooh. You know what I mean? We always got goodies for the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, it's no big thing. Yeah. I mean, that's what we do. You know what I mean? We give out prizes. We give out free interviews. We give out radio spins. We got a lot going on.
Yes.
Right. So let me see here. I got some things that's going on here. In the upcoming weeks and stuff. Tell them about what is it? The 28th?
Did I hit them with the bangers? Let me let y'all know what's going on. October 27th is going down. Shout out to my best friend, my boy MAS Lights Out. He is putting on for Massachusetts, y'all. It's gonna be a whole movie, Talent Don't Lie, featuring the living legend Buddha Monk. It's gonna go down in Worcester, Massachusetts at the Raven. Listen, it's going down. You got Buddha Monk, Judah Priest, Lissa, DJ Seven. You got the BB crew. You got freaking Toon Leaf. It's a couple of people I can't announce, but just know, you want to be there. And you hear from me, but I hear that Fire Nation Bottles is in the building. So you want to make sure you get at me and order your bottle. Listen.
Y'all know what's up?
Talent don't lie, baby.
And then you're going to be able to catch those Fire Nation bottles right at Studio 206.
So if you come in for that Bars and Bangers in live studio, you might be able to get that exclusive sip of the bottle yourself.
Oh, we might have to do a raffle.
We might, you know what? I think we should do a raffle because those bottles are exclusive.
Yeah.
Shout out to my alchemist, Nina Lee.
Yeah. So we got that new, it's a new month coming up, November, where we're going to be. Where's my notes at? Hold on.
November's going to be popping too. Booked and busy, baby.
November is product month.
Yes.
Where we're going to have show and tell, you know, bring your products in.
Yes.
Show and tell is just $25 to showcase your stuff in the studio.
Bring your stuff.
You know, bring a little sample, you know. And then we're going to host your business link on all 8 of our platforms.
That's right. Because we believe in supporting in real life around here.
That's right.
And, of course, you got November 18th is going to be a whole movie.
Yeah.
You see the shirt? Boo Boo's Babes is all the way lit. We gonna be turning up. Shout out my girl Drea Young, aka.
Oh, I don't have that one. Send it to the.
It's inbox. Okay, cause I'm a live walking billboard. See that?
Oh, there we go.
Bam, bam, bam. November 18th is going down at the Fire. Y'all better pull up for Boo Boo's Big. Shout out to my girl Drea Young. It's gonna be a movie. It's gonna be burlesque dancers. It's gonna be hip hop, R&B, spoken word, drag. It's everything. You need to be there. Y'all already know I only come through when it's time to turn up and get girls on the lineup. Pull up, Fire, Philly, it's going down.
All right, so October 21st, they're going to be celebrating the life and the legacy of Jerry Blavitt.
Yes.
So the Intruders are going to perform, and it's going to be a host of other entertainments. If you want to get a ticket, it's going to be at the Kimmel Cultural Campus, and that's October 21st. Yes. Make sure that, yeah, that's right.
October 21st. Shout out to the Intruders. Big love. Big love.
That's right. That's my guy, Lassiter.
That's right, Lassiter.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're going to be performing all over. Everybody's performing all over. Yeah. You know, I told them about the Distro Fest.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Unfortunately, Distro Fest went through a couple of errors, so we had to reschedule it to December 2nd and 3rd. Y'all already know the flames.
That's great. That's great. I'm loving that. You know what I mean? Look, Rob, I'm sorry. Watch this podcast, Rob. I'm sorry you got to go through some things. You got to go through some things.
But you know what?
But you know what? Everybody had to make adjustments too. You know what I mean? And I watched it live. Yes. And Rob, they're down in Atlantic City. So Rob's throwing out these letters. Listen, Rob's throwing out, you was on the live too. I watched the rerun. Rob, I be asleep at that time of night. Rob, he don't come on. He come on.
He be like, "Wait, Ryan,
he was like, no, wait a minute." He was actually saying, "Wake up, wake up, wake up." He actually was. I said,
big shout out to Rob Swartz, Who Mac Distribution. We love you guys, man.
Wait. Anyway, he was throwing out those letters CCC and DGE. Well, I worked down in Atlantic City, you know, for a long time, almost 20 years. CCC means that he has to follow some of the rules of the Casino Control Commission, okay? Because it's part of the casino down there. Mm-hmm. They have regulations. And over top of the CCC is the DGE, the Division of Gaming Enforcement. Okay, where Rob got a permit, they got and books like
your licenses on point.
You dookie, okay? They digging you, and that's what they're doing.
But you know what? I respect and love it so much because at least we know they're doing it right, and we love quality over anything. So shout out to Rob Schwartz and the team because they're making sure that everything's on point. So it's gonna be real.
Shit, haven't you heard? Haven't you heard yet? Dope shit. That means December 2nd and 3rd is going to be even doper than
it was already crazy. It was already crazy. And now,
nuts. If you haven't got the ticket,
you better get your ticket.
If you don't have a ticket, you can't attend. Get your ticket. Tickets aren't even that expensive. So, guys,
come on now.
He's got everything going on from R&B to rock to hip hop, everything.
Yes. And their speaker's going to be there again, too. No, the
speakers, too. He got a lot of speakers, too. I went and looked at other. Yeah. Y'all can go on that website, distrofest.com. And see everything.
Yes, you guys, listen, if you are really passionate about your craft, whether it is comedy, poetry, rock, hip-hop, R&B, country, no matter what it is, this is what you want to be at. pull up and turn up at the Distro Fest. And if you really, really, really are dedicated to your craft, go get those two-day VIP tickets and speak to that panel that he's going to have. Rob Schwartz, like we said, he does dope shit. And he's pulling together people you can't get in contact with on a regular. Get your tickets. Invest in yourself. Invest in your craft. Come learn something and enjoy some good time with us at ACX1 Studios. Period.
You know what? What did you say? What is Distro Fest? Oh, let me tell you, honey. This is Distro Fest 2. Okay. This is Distro Fest 2. Distro Fest is a musical festival put together by Who Mag Distribution. You know.
Yes. Okay. And it is Who Mag Distribution Artists.
I'm talking to you because you distribute your music through United Masters. Oh, no. Oh, CD Baby. I'm sorry. Who? Reverb Nation. You are distributing your music through there, and these are the festivals that they don't have. This guy right here does the same shit. The only thing is he put these artists, all of them, that he's dropping this music for and promoting.
Period.
On these big ass stages.
Yes. And shout out to the Who Mag team, because those compilation freaking CDs have been nominated for Grammys, baby. So it is a big win 2023 for Team Who Mag. Y'all already know, man. Big nothing. Moves, big waves.
You have not said anything.
Period. Yes, okay. my name.
Rock.
Wow.
Hip hop. R&B.
Congratulations. Okay. Congratulations to all the artists.
Those are the new CDs out for all the artists that have Grammy considerations under the Who Mag Distribution. I'm promoting because I like rock.
Period.
Nobody asked me to do it.
She loves in real life just because she loves her.
In real life. Yeah, it's real life. You know what I mean? Period. You know what I mean? And I can't wait to get my copies of those CDs because I definitely play all that damn music on my radio station. All of it.
Yes.
And yeah, I can't wait.
We might have to get Rob in here and have us a Who Mag day. We might just have to have us a
I'm barking on that, but I know that it's months. Rob is going to be busy.
Oh, yeah. We know Rob is team no sleep, team no stop.
I want to talk to you, okay? Ooh. I want to talk to you and tell you something, okay? This place that Rob got and y'all as artists, y'all don't realize the situation that he's putting you in.
Yeah.
Because this place is not no couple thousand dollar
investment. This is millions.
You understand what I'm saying?
Millions have been invested into this.
Yeah, but nobody is going to be able to get in there paying a couple thousand dollars to do anything.
No.
You know, weddings are going to be in there.
That is one of the best wedding venue sites.
Yeah. Millionaires are going to be, you know, patronizing that establishment. It's going to be really crazy. And, you know, the investor relations there is phenomenal. You guys, you know, are so lucky to be able to have a part of it and be on
it. It's absolutely one of the highest honors. I'm so grateful to be not only a Who Mag artist, but I am a Who Mag Distribution label as well. Shout out to my label, Miller Fire LLC. My whole family, everybody, Judah Priest, you know, the family, everybody, Lassiter, Moody, 144,000, you know, everybody, 144,000 chosen few.
Oh,
it's huge, it's huge, it's huge.
I hit a key I wasn't supposed to hit. Ooh. Trying to see. What's up? What's up?
Hey, there it is. TJ7 right there. Make sure y'all check him out October 27th. He'll be on the ones and twos in Worcester.
Yeah.
Yerp.
We're going to make sure. And speaking of Lassiter, go back here. Lassiter's getting another award.
Let's That's go, right. Lassiter.
Tri-State Award. So yeah. That's with Angela Burton. It's going to be a number, and you know, a bunch of other people getting awards and speakers and stuff. Angela Burton's big down there. Not letting the cat out the bag, but Ooh. Angela putting in that work. I'm going to just say that.
Angela's Let's go,
putting.
Angela. She almost, she was.
Love
she was,
Angela.
Now we all going to sit here thirsty on a Thursday trying to find out what's going on with Angela. Hey, congratulations and shout out to Angela and all of the winners and just nominees of those awards. That is a huge, huge, huge thing to have that Tri-State Award. So shout out to everybody that is a part of that. And shout out to everyone who is looking to be a part of it for next time. Because it's always next year. If you don't get into it now, learn about it this year, get into it next year. Look into these festivals, these events, these ways to get nominated for these awards. Yeah. Put yourself out there, artists.
Awards. Now we got another award I want to throw up here. Because we went out last week, got all dutied up and everything. You know, we can put on our girls so we clean up nice.
Nice.
We went out. That's right. And we did a little interview. You know, I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of interviews or whatever, but here's one that we did have. So let me get this up here.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Fire Nation Friends with the Comfort Level Podcast.
Hold on. Wait. Maybe it's been on there too long. I'll bring it back. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me take it down. Damn, I was ready. Y'all know I'll be ready. I miss tech. Oh, boom. Shit, I just feel like this. Boom. Damn, I hope that's the right one that I did.
What? We fantasy? We fantasy.
I know, I'm trying to see which one it is. Maybe it was the wrong one. All right, I'm gonna try it now. Let's see.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Fire Nation Friends with the Comfort Level Podcast. I am here at the Big Beautiful Women Project International with my girl Andrea. Let them know.
Andrea Blaisdell from Philly.
Yes, we are in here in Philly. She has been doing this for a while. As you can see, she is a beautiful goddess, you guys. We got her right here with us because why not? Let her get comfortable with the Comfort Level Podcast. So how long have you been doing this, beautiful?
Well, I actually compete. This was my second pageant back in 2015. I started in Thanksgiving 2015 after I broke my ankle in 2014. Yeah, so I won my very first pageant, Miss Blessed, Bold, and Beautiful. And then came right over to J-Book's Big Beautiful Women's Pageant. Yeah. And I loved everything.
Warrior. She said she broke her ankle, came back with the full step. Let me tell you, her walk is mean, y'all. I watched her coming down. I was like, oh, she better. You better work it out. I know that this really stands for such an event, standing for us big, beautiful, thick goddesses. You know, they judge us, they overlook us, they count us out. How big is this event, something like this, for you?
So for me, it's really, really big because it gives us the opportunity to promote Afro figureness in a queenly way.
Yes.
We get to highlight the things that we're passionate about. We get to highlight some fun talents that we have. We get to network and highlight some other businesses that support full figure women. But everybody has a platform. They also have something that they're working towards outside of this. So this highlights us in a way that makes us look like queens, not just for the pageant, but everyday life.
So you got a whole entrepreneurship going. Y'all seen that? Because I caught that hint. Did y'all catch that hint? I caught the hint. So what is your big, beautiful business, queen?
I actually started modeling after this pageant. I'm a model. I'm an award-winning makeup artist.
Girl, I need you in my life. Y'all about to see her behind the scenes of Fire Nation Flames.
Seriously.
Seriously.
And then I started the Literacy Empowerment Initiative. That's my platform. Wow. I am passionate about promoting reading and writing.
Yeah. Educate, read, and teach. I love that.
Seriously. Yeah.
Wow. So what is your next event that you're doing? You guys have anything coming up?
Well, yeah. We actually just finished Reading Promise Week with Read by Force, which is an organization here in Philly. That promotes early literacy. So what I like to do is to try to tie my makeup artistry, acting, as well as modeling in with my passion for literacy empowerment. So we're hosting a photo shoot before the end of the year, all to promote families read, black men read, queens read, and reading is sexy.
Yes, it's really sexy. I'm just saying, if y'all ever hear her, Reading and Fire Nation Flames. Yeah. Y'all just stay tuned. You see this queen movement happening right here. Y'all see the queen. She is killing the game, y'all. Like she said, she is not only big, beautiful, intelligent, talented, and flexing on them. This is about to be my next makeup. We about to get her to beat Fire Space. We're going to pull her in the studio, y'all.
When she's not here,
you we're going to get this. We're going to have to do a part two with my girl Andrea. Listen, tell them how they can find you. Where can we get up with you, contact you? Because I want them to hit you up.
Please, please, please. Follow me on Instagram at Andrea Enterprises and on Facebook at Andrea Michelle Blanton Game. We're always doing something. I also have the Literacy Empowerment Initiative, so check us out. Always promoting reading and writing, and I'm always doing makeup everywhere.
Yes. Queen, it is such a pleasure and honor
thank
to
you
have
so much.
You. You rock it tonight. Thanks for another
one, Queen.
God is status. It's your girl Fire Nation Flames. Y'all see it. We're here. Come back.
Y'all seen it. Y'all seen it. Did y'all see me cute? Y'all see me?
Yeah, we do.
We're doing dope shit, guys. Comfort Level Podcast. Big beautiful women pageant. It, man, shout out to Dave Wilkes because he made us feel like we were just doll babies the entire night. Yeah, he was so welcoming. Nice. The vendors were amazing. We met so many people, film directors. I mean, I met the girl. I'm not even going to tell you, but I'm going to just tell you a little. Her name is Shannon. If you watch Sisters, Queensman, she was just know.
He's starstruck.
Just know. He's starstruck. You never know where you're going to be. And who
y'all better, that's right. Y'all better check our pages. Y'all better check our pages and look at those faces and stuff and see who you know. You know what I mean?
And if you don't know them, you need to follow them.
It's yeah, but this is the thing. It's not just we meet them. It's like we get in trouble with them.
We do. We like, do. They become our partners in crime by accident.
No, I mean, we have a nice time with them. You know, most of the people that you see that we take pictures with, we're not just snapping pictures.
Right. We get to know them. We build bonds.
And you know what I mean? And we feel like, you know, then they want to take pictures with us.
Yeah. Because we usually just, you know, we get to know them first and they're like, I got to get a picture with you guys. And it was really cool because they thought we were in the pageant because we were so cute. They were like, y'all about to walk. We were like, no, listen.
I should have put some pictures on here, but I should have put that on.
Because we were fierce. Okay.
I could do it in 10 minutes. Yeah, we were
such
fierce.
A great time.
So we had gowns on. We had a good time.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it. You know, so I don't know. It was a lot going on. Mr. Dave had a lot going on. He had the Blue Notes there.
Oh, yes, the Blue Notes were amazing. I love the Blue Notes. Oh, they did it.
They were stepping. Nice. Wasn't they stepping? Look, I say it. They were
sharp. Y'all should have seen that wardrobe change. I was like, ooh. I need to do that. So if y'all see Fire Nation on stage and I'll switch outfits, shout out to the Blue Notes.
I'm with you. Oh my God. They were sending some stuff. I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
They had Masha T.
Yes. Yes.
They had John. I forgot. Well, anyway, the guy, the one that was singing.
Yes. Oh, yeah, my goodness. Singing,
the song, I call it Oceans. That's the one that's the one Last of the Light.
Love, yes.
He killed that song.
Yeah. It was just so amazing. It was so much talent. And then to hear, like, to be able to watch the models not only model, but they answered questions, intelligent questions. What are your goals in the next 5 years? A lot of these women have overcome body shaming. They've overcome domestic violence. They've overcome bullying.
They have bodies?
Yeah, the empowerment was just amazing.
How the hell do you know they had bodies when they had on such fabulous clothes and Zimmer furs was up in there, yes, and rocking them furs. And
them furs
like
were
like they was doing some shit that y'all can't do.
Yeah, yeah. And them girls was
they was flexing. You know, okay. It was beautiful. And you know, the mission was domestic violence awareness, which was, you know, which was even better, you know, for the empowerment.
Yeah. Yeah. It was such an amazing experience. And for me, that was my first time actually being at a pageant.
Me
and,
too. You know,
when you called me and you're like, yo, we're going to this pageant. I was like, let's do it. I have been, you know, I've watched a lot of things where, you know, girls my size is like,
young.
Why is she wearing it? And then to walk into a place where it was all the girls, it was thick, and they was feeling good about themselves, and they were telling each other how beautiful they look. You didn't see no female hating on another female. They were like, queen, you look beautiful. Oh, I love your dress. Where'd you get your shoes? Oh, girl, we should connect. I seen business cards and phones being passed. It was beautiful. And we need to see more of that unity and more of that positivity, especially with women in the industry, because they're always trying to make us belittle ourselves. They're always trying to make us go against each other. So for one night, it was amazing that Dave Wilkes put together such an event to bring queens together and to celebrate the beauty of them, not on just the outside, but on the inside. So definitely big shout out to Dave Wilkes, because that was an awesome event.
Yeah, so they served us a nice dinner. They had vendors there, you know, and the women were happy. And like Andrea said, they had their own businesses. You know what I mean? Mr. Dave had previously told me that, well, he told everybody actually when he made the announcement or whatever, that this is a way that the ladies also earn some residuals too.
Yes,
they earn money, you know.
Absolutely, and it was really nice. Like, and I love that each queen that won, they still got sashes and flowers and baskets.
Oh yeah,
so nobody was made to feel less than. And that is something that is really a beautiful thing to see, because everyone felt special. You could see that everyone was made to feel special.
Yeah.
The energy was full-fledged throughout the entire event. It wasn't people just walking out. People stayed till the end of the event and supported every person there. That is a big, 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 big eye-opener and kudos. Because I don't see a lot of events where people stay till the end to support. So that was really good to see.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that background you got there?
Well, you know, sometimes you have to embrace your flames. And I love to roar like the phoenix I am. So, of course, I have my phoenix background, because it reminds me that no matter what I go through, I will still rise like the phoenix I am. You know, so shout out everybody who embraced their flames.
Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. Yeah, but I don't know. It's just real important. Mr. Dave is a promoter, and he brings a lot of good
business
and benefits and stuff like that, you know, to the community and stuff like that, you know, and always giving back. That's always giving back. We was invited to another one, but there's like so much going on. I think it's in November. Yeah. I gotta go. Yeah, and this
we're,
is again.
We're back. Always running, guys. That should let you know right there why you need to lock in with us. Lock in with us now. And I'm gonna say it on behalf of Jenny, because Jenny is such a she's a sweetheart, and she goes hard for the independent artists. And I will always say it, she does not get her flowers enough. She does not get her respect. She does not get her thanks. She does not get her gratitude for everything that she has put into this business for the indie artists, all the events that she goes to. And she don't ask for free tickets. Jenny buys tickets to the events. Jenny pays for t-shirts. I'm going to say it, because a lot of people won't say it. Like she said, you want people that's going to be like, yeah, you know, I support you, but she supports. And I feel that everybody, if she's ever touched your life, if she's ever held you down, then there's no reason why you better not be locked in with the Comfort Level Podcast or Bars and Fingers.
Listen, I ain't going to be buying too many tickets, y'all. Oh, God.
Because, you know, Janie's going to be like,
listen, come on, I ain't going to be buying too many tickets, okay?
That's right. She should be VIP.
Get her stepped up a level. I'd have stepped up a level now, y'all. If she bought
more than two tickets to your event, every other event, she should just be VIP after that. That's just
my one of these. They're going to be one of these.
Look, in my opinion.
Like, I'm going to do a walkthrough.
Y'all make Jeannie pay. She's going to walk through and walk
out. I have to walk through. Like, no, I feel like, you know what? I've been to a lot of important things where they're not hounding me for the $20.
Right. And that's facts.
If my presence isn't worth the $20 for you, then I'd rather not come.
And sometimes that, and you know what, and there's nothing wrong with that, because in the end of the day, this is a business. It's not personal. And you have a talent that should be respected, and you're still a
but
business
But I get promo. I can't help it. You know what? When I come there, I'm going to get promo. That's why I'm invited.
Which is why you should get more love.
Not because you love me.
Gotta give Jenny more love. More love for Jenny Schmini, guys. Period. Because I said so.
No, it's cool. I'm, you know.
But if you don't worry, because y'all better not let me get too much more Jenny time.
Sometimes it is like that, but it's not normal. It's not normally like that, you guys. It's not. I'm just busy. I do a lot.
Give my girl Jeannie the goddamn check. She's sweet. I'm not. If we were a Sour Patch Kids, I'm the sour version. she's a sweetheart today.
But people don't say that about me. They get me wrong. You know what I mean? This is one of the reasons why I have a podcast, because I want people to hear things out and stuff like that.
Jenny is one of the best people to hang out with, though. Y'all haven't had a good time. We'll talk about that another podcast day.
Yeah, that's another day. But you're going to miss all the Halloween festivities. Lassiter's having a Halloween party Sunday, October the 29th.
Yes. That's going to be a whole movie. That's going to be crazy. Shout out to Lassiter, because I'm getting my little outfit together for this.
Y'all be just getting it back, won't y'all?
Yeah, I'll literally be back one day. Because I'll be back in town for the 28th, because we got an event to go through on the 28th, and then we got another event on the 29th. So we are booked, busy.
I'm going to Powerhouse on the 27th. I'm going to Powerhouse. Yes, I'm going. I want to see. I don't care if I'm in an eyebuster seat or not. I want to see Rick Ross.
I know he's coming. Y'all make sure y'all all go on JD Fan to say, you better go live for fire.
Did you hear that new joint they got out?
The newest one with him and me?
Yeah. I heard one today. But anyway, I'll be going there. And then from there, I'm going straight to Atlantic City to my girlfriend's birthday party at Bally. Yes. She'll be there for about 3 days.
Choo-choo.
So, yeah, we're going there. And then the next day on the 28th, it's the Halloween. Oh, you know what?
You got that one too, huh?
I was going to say I'm supporting Authentic at a Halloween showcase that he's performing in.
Boom.
Yeah.
Shout out to Authentic.
If I can make it earlier, then I'll be at the Halloween Festival.
Yeah.
They're having a camp out. You know, I know it's saying on the podcast, they're having a camp out and everything.
No.
No, you know.
That's crazy. I was telling Black, I said, you know, I feel like I might need to invest in a tent. And
no, you rent the RVs.
Oh, yeah. You know, see, you got me plotting in my mind now, Janet.
Prices is going high, honey.
About to definitely go and check on there.
How's it got up there?
It's lit, y'all. Yo, shout out to everybody who tuned in today, jammed with us, got these little jewels that we wanted to make sure that we gave to you guys. And I hope that you guys caught all of the upcoming events because it's going to be crazy. Again, get ready. October 27th, it's going down. Worcester, Massachusetts. Talent Don't Lie. Shout out to MAS Lights Out who put the whole thing on. DJ 7 on the ones and twos. The living legend Buddha Monk is going to be the special guest of the feature evening. Okay. We got Moody, 144,000, Lissa, 7, Toon Leaf. Oh, man, Judah Priest is in the building, and your girl, Fire Nation Flames, and this public service announcement. I'm your host.
That's great. Public service announcement. I guess it is time for one of our public service announcements.
Hit them with it.
Do we have anything?
I don't know.
We got one.
What we got, Jay?
Huh?
What we got in the cut?
We have this.
Good morning, go-getters. So this morning, we got to have a talk, right? Because obviously, you guys forgot your worth. You forgot to stop giving a fuck. So this is my message to you today. So shout out to my boy, Nordic Wolf Custom Wood Carvings. Okay. You never realize how much of your energy you give away. And sometimes you gotta realize when it's time to stop giving a fuck. So what I want you to do is get at my boy Nordic Wolf, one of the greatest heathens I know. Cause you need to get a jar of fucks to give. You heard me, you heard me. Fucks to give. I want you to get two jars because you're gonna need one for your fucks that you have to give. And another one to be able to put your fucks you keep giving out into. So every time you put too much of yourself into someone else's nonsense, I need you to understand this. You just gave away your fucks. Why would you give away your fucks? So I want you to go get at my boy, because I'm protecting my energy and you should be protecting your energy. Go get your jar of fucks to give. Just stop giving a fuck. There's too many people collecting that energy. So when you look at your jar of fucks to give, see how there's not that many. You can't, these aren't just for everybody. Okay, he custom made, these are my fucks to give. Why should I give them to anybody? When they were custom made for me, they were custom made for me. Stop giving a fuck. Get him a boy, Nordic Wolf. Get your jar of fucks to give. Stop giving away your energy so easily. Because these fucks aren't easily given. But they damn sure are easily made.
So now if you want to hire Fire Nation for your commercial, there you go.
Don't be giving away your fucks to give. Shout out to Nordic Wolf, man. No, that is, it's still one of my favorite things that I think I've gotten is that jar of flux, because I'm so protective of my energy now. I set so many boundaries because of that jar. So shout out to Nordic Wolf. That's definitely one of my favorite
things. What else he's got?
He's got a lot of great wood carvings. He does, I mean, keychains, keyboards. He does a lot. I mean, just anything.
Is that the guy that we see out there with all the portraits and stuff?
Yep. He's one of the guys. But you can catch him. I met him when I was in Hanover, actually. And he just has so many, I mean, he's really, really talented. And I don't know anyone who really could carve into the wood the way he does. He does rings and necklaces, like everything. So if you guys get a chance, check out Nordic Wolf. He is amazing. Tell him Fire Nation Flames sent you guys. Get your personalized, customized wood carvings from my guy.
That's right. They're like my wood earrings. He makes those and stuff.
Yeah. We're going to get some Jenny Schmini ones.
Yeah. So I was in a commercial as well. We did or whatnot. So I guess we can run that one too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Play that for real quick.
Hi. We're the Intruders.
One of our biggest hits. I'll always love my mama. We all love our mama and our family member who need help. Thanks to Inspire Home Care, my cousin know I love her too. When I'm on the road, I can perform knowing my cousin is being cared for in the comfort of her own home by an Inspire caregiver. Call Inspire Home Care today for you or your loved one, because we all love our mama.
Yeah, that was
Y'all see my girl?
Yeah, you can find that. That's running all over television channels, all over the U.S. and whatnot. It's, you know, that's
it. Making big moves, guys. Big moves.
Making moves. Just doing things. You know what I mean? You got to get in there. You know, I didn't do it because I wanted to do commercials. You know, but I did it to support my friend and my to Lassiter. I did it to support them, you know,
and that's what it's about.
That's what it was about.
The support and in real life, y'all.
Men to support me as well. You know, they needed actors, somebody to play a role, so I just played the role.
And what better nurse to have over there? Look at that. She came in. You seen the
I'm also in a YouTube video, a few YouTube videos and stuff like that. I appear in people's music videos and stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, I'm on tap, my little
silly. Check a couple of my recent reels, aka the bossing reel. You'll see my girl Jamie Schmini was in there with me. We was at ACX1 Studios acting out, feeling like bosses going down, moving escalator.
Yeah, we was doing that thing. We didn't even know we was going to create a reel.
Not at all. We was just having fun.
We was just acting up, you know. That's all. Let me get it.
Too.
Wisdom. This is Salty out there. We in the zone.
Yes, yeah. Man. Shout out to everybody who's been tuning in. We love you guys so much. We want you guys to keep sharing, keep tuning in to us. All of the artists, whether you are a poet, gospel singer, hip-hop, R&B, country, you got bars, you got a banger, you need to bring it to Bars and Bangers Podcast, and you need to put it in studio, because I don't want you online. I want you on my face. So when I put you in the Fire Nation hot seat, you can feel this heat. Make sure y'all tune in.
Let's talk about it. Bars and Bangers is a new platform. All right, so we produce some brands over here, you know. Fire Nation got this new brand that y'all got to get it kicked off. The thing of it is you can come online and do it, but that's lazy.
Unless you're really, really far away, then we got to understand. We do have people that's in California, Nebraska, or Ohio.
You
got
to get y'all to come out. And
then but if you're doing a show and you in this area, then you should definitely bring it. Just bring it.
And we need to talk to you. You know, we need to do more than what we can say on a podcast.
Plus, you never know what we might give to you, because we like to give gifts.
When you're in the studio, there's more that we can say, more that we can show you, and more that we can accomplish, you know, so as we learn you.
Period.
In a place to be. You got this. Look, check this out.
Without words, my energy speaks. Make the whole room sweat from my lyrical heat. Stomp to my own drums, they can never be me. Versatile, unique style, they can't compete. I'm the genre, the element, the murder, the beat. Mother dropped the 808, so I drill the beat. Do it in my sleep, I'm the trend, the beat. I'm the move, make it move, and I'm not for the weak. I drop album every session, who drive like me? Who max the gate bad, be everything they lack. I'm the light bulb on, cause I'm in my bag. Put the whole team on, distribution, move back. With a plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's the plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's the plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement, pausing. Tell me what's the plug to the current, walking too much talking with no movement. Match my style, wish you could. Handling things, that's why I smile.
All right, y'all. See, I'm telling you.
I just want to say that I'm not going to blush real heavy because Jenny be doing so much dope shit. Everything for me.
What? I just made a little scene today.
I feel so special.
Just make sure that you hit. It's easy. FireNationFlames@gmail.com to sign up.
Get at me.
Sign up. All you got to do is say, yo, what's up with that show?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't remember my email. I mean,
it would be nice to get a formal email from you, but we'll slide on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on. Like, we doing this independent.
About the business, people.
We're doing this independent. What you hear, you know, you always hear this independent stuff. What's up with that? Independent does not mean alone. Who told you that? What is your idea of independent?
That part. Thoughts.
You can't do nothing by yourself. You're not getting there by yourself.
Right.
Nothing.
Build your team. Build the dream, baby.
Yeah. We about to stop talking.
I was going to say, I think we done gave them enough for this thing.
I think we gave them enough.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it do. Comfort Level Podcast. I'm your girl, Fire Nation Flames. Y'all see the host, the most, Jenny Schmitty.
That's right.
We gonna take him out? Who we taking him out with?
We got to be out of here, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch y'all back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
We love you.
Bring your 2 cents.
Period.
Thank you, little stuff on all social media. See ya.